Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today, we're talking about the worst cities in the United States 2023 edition. This is based on a study recently that came out, and it goes over all sorts of different reasons why each city is one of the worst. So what we're going to do is go over the cities briefly, and then after that, we're going to go through and see what are the common themes and see if an area that you lived, one, came on the list, but then two, if you notice some of these things as a problem in your city, it might be something that you want to address with your mayor or also your governor to try and reverse the trend before it becomes too late. And of course, all of this affects home building because the city's terrible. People don't want to live there. It affects home values and everything else. All right, let's begin. Texarkana, Arkansas. Number one issue for why that's a terrible city, the crime rate. One of the worst in the country. Roxborough, North Carolina. 12% of the population is unemployed, and the average income is far below what it takes to make ends meet. Okay, so we already got one for crime. We got one here for unemployment. Gautier, Mississippi. And this one is on the dangerous places to live list. And part of it is actually because it lacks green space, so not having enough parks. Interesting. Savannah, Tennessee. 11% unemployment rate. And people living below poverty. So you got unemployment and poverty on that list there. Grants Pass, Oregon. This one's actually because of flooding in 2018. So natural disasters, that's a new one on the list there, making it a bad city. And what's interesting with some of these as we go through the list is that, you know, we've got certain ones that are going to come up a lot. I don't want to spoil it yet. But then you have other things that are not controllable, like a natural disaster. That's a little more challenging for a municipality to deal with. How do you prep for that completely? All right, Fayetteville, Arkansas. And this one pops on the list because of crime, especially property crime, they say specifically. Next on the list for terrible cities in the United States, Buena, New Jersey. All right, and they have low unemployment rate now is a big problem. It's not a low unemployment rate. It's one of the worst for employment. And there's no point in selling a home there because no one wants to buy or live there. Okay, that's not good. All right, Freeport, Texas. All right, natural disasters again because it's sitting on the Gulf Coast, the hurricane season. And then actually the other one, which is interesting, is education. That's a new one on the list. Under 30% get a college education there. Emeryville, California. And even though they say it's not the, you know, the worst place to live, chances are you're going to be a victim of crime or poverty. So both those make it on the list. Interesting. Camellia, Georgia. Unemployment rate of over 20%. Wow. It's a small village, but almost everybody is jobless there. That's not a good start. They need some businesses out there. Springfield, Missouri is one of the most dangerous cities in the entire world with over 40.3 violent crimes per 10,000 residents. Yeah. Well, and Missouri is kind of the, what do they say, the gateway to the West. So it's kind of the crime hub of the United States in Missouri. So that whole state kind of experiences that. Little Rock, Arkansas, also crime, 87.4 violent crimes per 10,000 people the last year. That's pretty bad. All right, Jacksonville, Florida. This is on the list. A lot of people dog on Jacksonville, kind of a swampy, crummy area. But you know what the reason is? There's no parks. There's only 64,000 acres of parks out of nearly 460,000 acres of land, and they spend less than $33 on parks. So interesting reason, another new reason for popping up on the list. Next, worst city, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And this one is one of the most dangerous cities, lands at number 23, lots of crime and gang violence. Next on the list, Bakersfield, California. Tons of power plants. And people also voted it as the country's worst food. People don't like the food there. That's interesting. Okay, new one on the list, but nonetheless, it's a reason, right? Fresno, California. California's popping up here already a few times. One of the dirtiest cities in the country. So you've got pollution. And they also mentioned air quality as well. This one was kind of a surprise to me on the list. Wichita, Kansas. It's the largest city in Kansas. I have a friend that works there, a builder friend. But the crime rates have shot up drastically in the last few years. And they're actually working on it, but it is one of the major issues. So crime is popping up once again. Baltimore, Maryland. Now, this city has always been kind of a crime-ridden city. It's been known that way for many years. And, crime rate stands at 51 per 100,000. So, yeah, makes sense. Exactly what we thought. Bridgeport, Connecticut. It said it's not an aesthetically pleasing city, but it's also a large target for crime. So crime, once again. All right, next on the list for worst cities in the United States. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wait, that's my backyard. What? Milwaukee? All right, let's talk about this. They cite it as the crime rate, which is, there are very dangerous spots in the city. And 1,597 for 100,000 people. That's pretty bad. They also cite a poverty rate of 28.4% and a 4.6% unemployment rate. Although they do compliment that the police department is doing a good job in that. I don't know that that's the case. The police are working hard in Milwaukee, but we have a prosecutor that won't prosecute violent crimes. And we had the Waukesha massacre because they let a dangerous criminal back on the streets with no bail. Definitely a mistake there. The other thing to add to those of you from out of town, Milwaukee recently just instituted a over 2% increase on their sales tax. So their sales tax, all of Milwaukee County, is 2% higher than everywhere else in the state. Good luck with that. All right. Riverside, California. Next one on the list of bad cities. Air pollution. Yep. Again, you're going to see that a lot, especially in the California cities. New Haven, Connecticut. Maybe home to Yale, but the crime area and crime rate around it is very, very poor. It's bad. A lot of crime. Again, popping up on the list. All right, Pueblo, Colorado. It's one of the tiniest cities on the entire list, but the violent crime rate is really high. Almost 1,000 plus incidents per 100,000 people. It's eighth on the list for worst crime cities. All right, next on the list, Detroit, Michigan. Kind of not a surprise. This is bad business environment, and then also unemployment rate. You know, you've had all these businesses pull out, especially auto manufacturing. It's still reeling from that. Again, another one on the list for bad business environment, Reno, Nevada. Too many failed businesses, and now there's a vandalized and abandoned buildings all throughout Reno, Nevada. All right, next on the list, Stockton, California. California popping up again. And narcotics, so drug problem. And then also unemployment is the other big thing there. So a lot of times the drug problem leads to the unemployment problem as well. Or they work hand in hand. San Jose, California again. Smog and pollution make it one of the worst cities. It turns away people from living there. Next on the list for bad cities, Lansing, Michigan. 52 violent crimes per 10,000 residents. And the crime rate is continuing to rise over the last 5 years, so it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Okay, next on the list for bad cities, Irving, Texas. They only have 1,920 acres of parks, and they've got a lot of acreage of land there, and not a single recreation center. So nothing to do there, no parkland. They don't spend money on it. Now, would that dissuade somebody from moving there? Maybe, maybe not, but it certainly made the consideration on their list. Memphis, Tennessee is the next one. Used to be one of the nicest cities in the country. This was kind of a surprise to me, but a current poverty rate of over 27% drops this one on the list. So poverty, big issue in Memphis. All right, next on the list, Gary, Indiana. Well, of course, Gary, Indiana. Like, that's like always a joke, right? Oh, I had to go to Gary, Indiana. Why is it on the list, though? Well, there's very few jobs there, and there isn't much to this town. So just kind of, like its name, not inspiring. All right, next on the list, not a surprise, Flint, Michigan. Two things that land this on the list, though. We know about the water, right? But actually, there's actually three things on the list. I'm mistaken here. Sorry. So you got the pollution. But you also have a 41% poverty rate. It's one of the poorest cities in the country. And then, of course, opioid, so drugs. Now, when I did my tallies, I only counted up to two per city, so I took the top two, just as we go through this, as we close down on this list here. Next one on the list, Huntington Park, California. Immigration. They have a lot of immigrants there and a lot of problems due to that. Huntington, West Virginia. This is actually drugs again. It's the overdose capital of America. Yeah, not a title you want to have. St. Louis, Missouri, we talked about the crime and that being a crime hub. And again, that's why it's landing on the list. A lot of violence in the city. Port Arthur, Texas, that is landing on the list again because of natural disasters, hurricanes specifically. And people are moving away because they just can't get it built back fast enough. All right, an Illinois sighting, Cicero, Illinois. Gangs. And this was actually considered Al Capone's private playground at one point. And they've actually tried to do some proactive things to get gang members to leave within 60 days or face a $500 fine for each day they stay in the city, but it hasn't really improved things at this point. All right, next one on the list, San Bernardino, California, home of the Hell's Angels motorcycle gang. But it's not the gangs necessarily, it's the poverty that gets them on the list. Next on the list, Macon-Bibb County, Georgia. Only 56% of the population is working. It's 44% is unemployed. That's just ridiculous. So they've got a serious work motivation problem there. Anderson, Indiana, again, bad business environment with the factories closing. Jackson, Mississippi. People with poverty again. Saginaw, Michigan, again, a bad business environment with the factories. West New York, New Jersey. This one's on the list for bad commute. It's over 37 minutes to commute through that city. All right, Linwood, California. This one's on the list again because not really of traffic, but because Interstate 105 was literally built right through the center of the town and turned it into kind of a dumpy town. Next on the list, Brownsville, Texas. It's right on the border between the United States and Mexico. So immigration is making a huge issue for that town or city. Reading, Pennsylvania on the list. And it was declared the most miserable city in the country by the New York Times in 2011. 36% of the population lives in poverty and 44% on food stamps. Wow, that is not good. So poverty, you could also say bad business environment for there as well. Wow, a Florida sighting, North Miami Beach, Florida. Not Miami Beach, but North Miami Beach. Corrupt leadership and 20% of the residents living in poverty. Okay, interesting. Youngstown, Ohio. It was one of the biggest steel producers in the United States, but that industry took a hit and that's led to job losses. So bad business environment. Shreveport, Louisiana, natural disaster. You could guess that one. Anything that's kind of on the Gulf Coast there, definitely it can be a victim of that. Pasadena, California. Now it's known as a wealthy community, but it's very divided. So you have the rich part and then you have the very poor part of Pasadena. And that's why it's landed on the list. All right, next on the list, Montebello, California. 14% of the population lives in poverty. And then also a bad commute over 33 minutes. Mansfield, Ohio used to be a GM factory, but after that shut down, again, poor business environment lands them on the list. Pine Bluff, Arkansas, next on the list. And they're on the list because they had a flood. So again, natural disaster, putting Arkansas on the list. Camden, New Jersey, poverty. Albany, Georgia, hurricanes and floods. So natural disaster again. El Monte, California, auto dealerships closing down. So bad business environment for that. Union City, New Jersey, one of the most densely populated cities in the country. So population density is a new one that popped up on the list. Still got a handful more here. We're going to power through these and we're going to go over our findings in just a moment. Warren, Ohio, lost a GM plant. Harlington, Texas, the weather, actually. Very little rainfall and hot temperatures. So that's a new one on the list, weather. Palmade, California, poverty once again. Hammond, Indiana, industrial city, bad business environment. New Jersey, this one's new, poor sex education. No sex education at most of the schools, and this creates problems with teen pregnancy. Very interesting. Newark, New Jersey. Well, they've also struggled with lead in their water, just not as publicly as Flint, Michigan. So pollution adds that to the list. Trenton, New Jersey. That used to be one of the biggest industrial cities in the world, but they've lost that production and bad business environment is getting them now. Huntsville, Texas. Here's a new one on the list. They support the death penalty. It's one of the largest places where criminals are killed. Lands it on the list. Compton, California. Crime, right? It's Compton, right? It's in all these rap songs. No, it's actually not. It's unemployment. There's just 40% of the population unemployed. They've actually fixed some of the crime in Compton. Its town has went down to 87 murders per year, which is a lot less than what it used to have. And last on the list, in 2010, Cleveland, Ohio was dubbed the most miserable city by Forbes. And 10 years later, the reputation has not changed. It's commonly known as the mistake by the lake. So no one wants to live there. Sorry, Cleveland. You've made the list yet again. All right, so what have we learned from this? Let's talk about this briefly. A couple things we've learned from the worst cities. Let's look at the states first. Number one on the list, most cities here. It's a a densely populated state. California on the list over 16 times. There's actually three or four other Californias that I didn't even mention. New Jersey's on the list six times. Ohio actually bumps up on the list four times. Texas is also on the list five times, mainly due to natural disasters, though. What's surprising to me? Well, Ohio was on there four times. That was kind of a surprise to me. Also, Illinois, only one time was mentioned on the list. I'm kind of surprised. There's a lot of crime in Illinois, a lot of problems there. They only landed on the list one time. Kind of interesting. What are the common themes? Well, as I reviewed this, number one on the list for why these cities are struggling is crime at 18 of these cities reporting high crime. This is fixable. This is fixable by investing more money in your police department. It's fixable by having DAs that actually charge criminals, keep them off the streets. So it's a fixable problem for many of these cities. Second on the list, there's actually a tie between poverty and bad business environment. And they kind of go hand in hand, so it makes sense. A lot of these, bad business environments are defined by closed factories, whereas poverty is just a lack of jobs. So they can kind of go hand in hand, but it's definitely a reason why people are jettisoning out of those cities. Third on the list is unemployment. Again, that can kind of go into the bad business environment, but high unemployment, just not having even people motivated to go to work, or also lacking the education to get the jobs that are available. The next on the list is pollution. We've heard that quite a few times. This can take a lot of different formats. It can be air pollution, it can be water pollution. Some of these are fixable, like the water pollution. You can always get different sources of water to improve that environment. The next up on the list is drugs. And I think that's going to continue to rise as we go along. You know, opioid crisis is here, especially as it comes to the southern border, is definitely an issue. Then the next ones are all kind of all over the place, scattershot from no parks, immigration, gangs. Those all kind of come up in a few of the cities as well. And if the problem is not dealt with, it will just continue to drive people away. And then the ones that really didn't hit on the list, just single mentions, death penalty, poor weather, high density, home values, and poor education hit the list there. So what did we learn? What did we learn from this? Well, obviously crime is something that needs to be addressed in many of these cities, and it's a very fixable problem. If they choose not to deal with it, they're going to continue to suffer. And then bad business environment, I think, is it makes a lot of sense as well. Creating an environment to recruit businesses to come to your area, especially if you already have the factory space. You know, if the municipality can incentivize these redevelopments of some of these factories, or incentivize some of those and turn them into nicer residences or things like that. But you've got to get businesses. You got to lure businesses here, not overseas. Make sure you're not losing your manufacturing jobs out of the state. You got to make it a favorable business environment. And then, of course, pollution. That's tough when you have air pollution. That's hard to deal with. But water pollution is a solvable problem, in my opinion. So something to keep in mind as you're looking at this. So if you're thinking about building, you're thinking about buying, and one of these cities pops on the list, you better be mindful of that. But look at those things. Look at the crime rates in the city. You look at the schools. Look at some of the programs. Do they have parklands? Do they have things that appeal to you? Because if they do, if they have the things that you want, it can be a great city to live in. But there's definitely common themes here, and you got to watch out for those situations. So make sure that, if you've got one of those places, you're living in one of these places that has these issues, make sure that you are having an active voice. You're talking to your elected officials to see if you can find a way to solve those problems.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.